Wings is an American sitcom television series that ran for 8 seasons on NBC from April 19, 1990 to May 21, 1997. Starring Tim Daly and Steven Weber as brothers Joe and Brian Hackett, the show is set at the fictional Tom Nevers Field Airport, a small two-airline airport in Nantucket, Massachusetts, where the Hackett brothers operate Sandpiper Air. A buffalo wing, in the cuisine of the United States, is an unbreaded chicken wing section, that's flat or drumette, that is generally deep fried, then coated or dipped in a sauce consisting of a vinegar-based cayenne pepper hot sauce and melted butter prior to serving. The buffalo wing was allegedly invented in 1964 at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. They are traditionally served hot, along with celery sticks and carrot sticks with blue cheese dressing or ranch dressing for dipping. Locals refer to them merely as wings. Welcome to the Wings on Wings podcast, episode 0, an introduction. We're here to talk about this American sitcom Wings while we eat chicken wings. Weird concept, just go with it. So, to start, from 1990 to 1997, when this show aired, I want to know where each of you were in your lives at that point. Starting with you, Brett, 1990 to 1997.
1990 to 1997. Boy, those were some memorable years, because I don't remember them at all. I was one in 1990, DJ.
Okay.
I'm young.
You are.
I literally don't know anything about Wings. Was it on the USA Network?
In syndication, yes.
Okay, because probably watching wrestling somehow, I saw an ad for it.
If you would listen to me, it ran for 8 seasons on NBC.
Oh,
but
I wasn't that's watching fine. You don't NBC. Have to
it's prime time, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I feel like a dickhead. Well, I know a lot about chicken wings, though.
Okay.
I'm a fan of chicken wings.
You are?
I eat them once a week, probably.
Okay.
Probably not good for me to do that.
No, now you're going to be obligated to.
Obligated and with a smile on my face.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
What were you doing in the years 1990 to 1997?
Well, let's see. In 1990, I was 10 going on 11. Whatever the fuck grade that would be in. And when the show went off the air, I believe it was May 1997?
Yes.
I was finishing my junior year of high school, preparing for my senior year of high school. I'm the old man here. Hi, Michelle. What about you?
So in 1990, I guess I was 8. So I was listening to a lot of Madonna and Whitney Houston, and being just in general awesome. And then in 1997, I would have been 15. So I was not yet driving. Definitely not watching Wings. Not interested in that. It's hard to actually remember what you were doing in those years, but I would have been going into 10th grade, and I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Wings.
Same.
I, too, am a fan of Wings. I definitely don't eat them once a week, but I have heard the Wings theme song now several times.
What a banger that is.
Seagulls and all. So my goal for this podcast, though, is that by the end of all of these episodes of Wings, that we need to have written words for the theme song. So just FYI.
By the end of the whole thing?
By the end of the whole podcast, we need to have written words, and we're performing it on the last episode of the podcast.
Okay.
Ooh.
DJ.
All right. So 1990, I was 6. Well, when it aired, I was like 5 going on 6. So that's second grade. I remember Wings, but only on USA in reruns. I remember it. I watched it. I remember Lowell. I remember a little sidebar, but I remember In Spider-Man 3, when they cast Sandman, I was like, Lowell from Wings is playing Sandman?
I think we had that, that conversation in 2005 about that.
So yeah, and then 97, I was however, 7 years older than I was that I just said I was.
Like 12 or 13?
I don't even remember.
No. Sick, dude.
Yep. And I don't know, I still wasn't watching Wings, but I do remember it. But yeah, so that's our relationship with Wings, well, the time of Wings. Brett, you've never seen an episode.
No, because when it started airing, I was zero going on one.
Okay. I guess that's a good reason not to watch
it. I guess so.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot.
Well, what you go.
So Doug and I will be the only two who have seen Wings.
We're the Wily veterans here.
We are the Wily veterans. We're going to be, so this podcast will be us going episode by episode.
Sure will.
There is 172 episodes of Wings.
Michelle, do you want to back out now?
So, no, I'm committed.
So we do one a week. So we got like a good three and a half years of material.
Holy shit.
Of Wings. Of talking about Wings and eating Wings.
Oh, you're all in for a treat, internet. 3 years of this happening right now.
So we're going to watch episode by episode, one episode of the show per episode of the podcast, and we will be eating a wing with a wing sauce or a hot sauce of some kind, one per episode, and at the end we will rate everything. This is the zero episode. We're not eating anything right now. But we will with episodes going forward. Sometimes they'll be super hot. Sometimes they won't. We'll figure that out as we go. I'm sure the more entertaining thing will be just eating super hot shit and hearing us struggle talking about a tiny airport and Tony Shalhoub. Did you know Tony Shalhoub was on
that
the show?
That was Monk.
Okay, so two things.
He was in 13 Ghosts, too. One I remember that.
Actors can be in numerous things. Yes, and you are correct. He was on Monk.
Yeah.
Wings was before that.
I know that.
Yeah.
I'm not a complete buffoon.
I mean, you are. But yeah, so Tony Shalhoub.
You are.
Yes.
What else did Tony Shalhoub do?
He was in Men in Black. He's the alien whose head they shoot off and it immediately grows back.
So you're talking to the person who... I remember the first Men in Black.
Okay.
I got the Men in Black soundtrack for one of my birthdays because Genuine's My Pony was on that.
Okay.
And the more popular Men in Black theme song was there. Years later, I was told about a Men in Black 3, and I didn't know they made a Men in Black 2.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm awful.
So, Tony Shalhoub did a bunch of other things as well. He was 13 Ghosts, like you said.
That movie kicked ass.
Yes, it did.
There's just something else in my brain, and it completely escaped. Oh, Galaxy Quest.
Oh, he was in Galaxy
Quest. He's in Galaxy Quest as well. Yeah.
I don't know what that
you've
is.
You've never seen Galaxy Quest? It's hilarious.
No.
That's for the Galaxy Quest podcast.
Right now, Wings, for the next 172 weeks.
If we could recall real quick, how did Michelle come up with this concept? Because this was her idea.
Oh, yeah.
Was this my idea?
This was Michelle's idea.
You own the IP on this one.
Yeah, you threw the gauntlet down.
So I believe what happened is that we were trying to... remember some 80s and 90s TV show theme songs, and the only one that I was singing at all was Step by Step, and everything was Step by Step. And then I think Doug guessed that everything was Wings, or you said something about the Wings theme song, which we find out is just mostly seagulls and airplanes. And so somehow Wings on Wings was born. I don't know exactly...
Where my mind grapes were eating chicken wings while doing that.
We find this to be an insane idea that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know that it'll ever get an audience.
Todd. We'll have this Todd.
What's up, Todd Roker?
Jenna did give a verbal verbal commitment to listening.
So we're doing this show to entertain ourselves.
Mostly, yes.
Hopefully it will be the four of us. For most of the time, Doug lives further away, so in times he can't make it, it will be three or a rotating fourth, because we already do have a guest star lined up.
Yes.
Which is weird.
We do.
But yeah, so I don't know what else we want to talk about. Should I run down anything else about the show?
I think that's probably it.
We'll talk about the stars of the show as they appear.
Yeah, you named those names, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
All right. You'll recognize some of them.
Okay.
The only thing that I know is that the woman from it, whose name I don't even know, was in Slumber Party Massacre 2. So.
Crystal Bernard.
Crystal Bernard.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Slumber Party Massacre 2. And then in the later season, Amy Yazbek joins the cast.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not till season 6. So.
Yeah, that's like 2 years now. Marion
from Robin Hood Men in Tights. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I had to rack my brain there for a second.
Steven Weber, you may know, he's done some things. If you remember the 90s, I think.
I do remember the 90s.
You remember the
late 90s, they did a Shining TV miniseries where they...
Oh, yep.
It was more faithful to the book.
Where it was more faithful to the book. He played Jack Torrance in that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I liked the Chicago Bulls during that time.
Okay, good for you.
I don't know anything about this.
Brett barely remembers.
Actually, believe it or not, this is a weird little fact.
Was Scottie Pippen on Wings? It's funny you
bring that up. No, Scottie Pippen actually wrote episodes of Wings.
You're fucking with
me. Yeah, and that's completely not true.
All right, you son of a bitch.
But B.J. Armstrong did.
What about John Paxson?
No, he didn't. Jeff Hornacek did, though.
Luke Longley? I got lost here. Yeah. All right. I mean, how I think, should we wrap this up?
We should wrap this up. So basically, we're going to weekly episodes. Michelle will keep us in order because otherwise we're going to rant like crazy.
Yeah,
we're going to talk Wings episode by episode. We're going to eat Wings. At the end, we're going to rate it. There's going to be a ton of non sequiturs and rants that lead in different directions away from Wings. We're all okay with that.
Now.
Why not? That's what it's going to be. We got to prep you.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man.
Vicious.
So it's kind of a miracle that we got Michelle on a podcast. Brett and I do a podcast out there that I'm not going to mention because nobody's going to listen to that either. But we're
fuck, Dick.
It's true. We're completely different audiences. But we're excited. We hope you like it. We hope you keep coming back. This is episode 0. Anybody else got anything? Any plugs? Oh, actually, social meds.
Social meds, right? Yes.
So we do have a Twitter set up and an email. So on Twitter, it's @_wingsonwings. You can interact with us there. I'm sure we'll be selling nothing. I'm sure we'll be posting wing memes, and both Wings the TV show memes and Wings the food memes.
And peddling our wares.
And peddling our wares. And look at our tea bubble shop for Wings t-shirts.
What are you saying?
I was about to say, Brett and I have actually been working on some Wings related merchandise.
Okay,
so
good.
That'll be coming along shortly.
All right.
News to me.
Okay.
Work with me, brother.
Sell it, brother.
And then email the show. That's wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com. We'll hammer those into your brain. But for now, thanks for listening, and look forward to episode 1.